Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. This is sure to be a special Sunday for Dolphins head coach Joe Philbin. His team is not headed to the postseason, but the regular season finale will be a homecoming for Philbin. He was born in Springfield, Massachusetts, and made several collegiate coaching stops around the state, including at Harvard. This will be his first game as an NFL head coach in his home state. There are sure to be plenty of emotions for Philbin on Sunday, but what he's likely more concerned about is getting his team to 500. And that's where we begin our final regular season opponent preview.
Tannehill takes the snap. He's looking left all the way. He's going to be sacked. Charging from the right side, Gerard Mayo, and the blitz sacked him back at the 17-yard line. Big play, big play.
The Dolphins kept it competitive in a home loss to the Patriots earlier this month, but their 23-16 loss gave them a fourth defeat in five games. They went on to lose to the 49ers the following week, and despite victories over Jacksonville and Buffalo the last two Sundays, the Finns are out of the playoffs for the fourth straight year. So will they just look past the Patriots and eye some time off come Sunday night? That's not what their coach expects.
There shouldn't be guys talking about what I'm doing New Year's Eve and what I'm doing this, that, and the other thing. Because obviously we know the task at hand is a large one. We have to go up and play well and play for 60 minutes. We already talked to the guys. We're going to have a four-quarter effort. We're going to have to grind it out and play our tails off against this group, no question.
No question, the Dolphins contributed to their demise back on December 2nd. An early miscue in punt formation led to the Pats' first touchdown of the game, and a Trevor Scott strip sack in the second quarter led to a field goal. The Pats essentially closed it out with a long fourth-quarter drive pounding away in the run game. Miami has made multiple personnel changes since then, but for the most part, the Pats feel as though their preparation 4 weeks ago should carry over to this Sunday.
It's kind of fresh in your mind, some of the things that they do on offense, and it's not like you have a couple months in between the game.
Just going back and reviewing what we went over the first time we played them, and then a couple of games they had after that, it makes it a little more familiar to you because it's not long ago.
On the offensive side for Miami, rookie quarterback Ryan Tannehill is looking to close the season strong. He's thrown two touchdown passes in each of the last two games and hasn't thrown a pick since the week before he played the Pats for the first time. Running back Reggie Bush needs just 40 rushing yards Sunday for his second straight 1,000-yard season, and the Pats could catch a break if Devon Bess misses his third straight game with a back injury. But there won't be too many breaks to catch when it comes to the Dolphins' defense. Cameron Wake took down Tom Brady in the first meeting and now has five sacks in seven games against the Pats. He's fourth in the NFL in sacks this season. The Dolphins have allowed just one touchdown total during their current two-game win streak, and that came late in what became a 24-10 win over Buffalo. Miami is looking to enter the offseason with some true optimism, while the Patriots are looking to generate some momentum for a postseason run.
Well, it's the last game of the year, so it's our last opportunity to make improvements for the playoffs, and hopefully we can get some guys back. I know we've been battling through some little injuries over the course of the season, but this is a time for us to be at our best.
Well, it is not easy to go undefeated in your division. As great as the Patriots have been since 2002, when teams began to play only six instead of eight divisional games, the Pats have gone undefeated in the AFC East just once. That was in 2007, of course, when they went 16-0. A win over the Dolphins on Sunday will give the Pats their second ever undefeated slate in the division. That's going to wrap it up for now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.